This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 41 for Tuesday, August 30th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market continued to take a plunge Tuesday morning due to spillover from falling crude oil prices. On Monday, Statistics Canada estimated this year's Canadian canola harvest at 19.5 million tons, more than 40% larger than last year's. The prairies are expected to see sunny skies over the next few days, with temperatures exceeding 30 degrees Celsius in Alberta and Saskatchewan. In Calgary and Edmonton, heat warnings are in effect. Crude oil is dropping after Iraq said that violent clashes inside the country will not affect exports. On Monday, prices jumped due to production outages in Libya. Falling prices spilled over into Chicago soil, as well as European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. The Canadian dollar was lower, down more than one-third of a U.S. cent. The November canola contract is down $11.60 per ton at $826.90. In the U.S., corn, wheat, and soybeans are all in the red. After Monday's rally raised prices to two-month highs, corn is undergoing a correction today despite supportive factors. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's weekly crop progress report shows the national crop at 54% good to excellent, down 1 point from last week and the lowest level since 2012. Heat damage to Europe's corn crop and uncertainty over Ukrainian grain shipments are also tempering losses. The December corn contract is down 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.74. Wheat futures are lower due to harvest numbers in the U.S. and Canada. The spring wheat contract is 50% complete according to the USDA, compared to the historical average of 71%. Spring wheat in the U.S. was also shown at 68% good to excellent, 4 points above previous estimates. Statistics Canada estimated that the country's wheat harvest will be at 34.6 million tons, more than 30% increase from 2021. The December Chicago wheat contract is down 11 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.32. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 13 U.S. cents at $9. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 10 U.S. cents at $9.23. Good rainfall over the weekend brought pressure onto U.S. soybean markets, as well as falling crude and veg oil prices. Crop conditions in the U.S. stayed flat at 57%, and soybean setting pods are at 91% compared to a 92% historical average. The November soybean contract is down 27 U.S. cents per bushel at $14.11. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Tuesday, August 30th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.